Samsung and Apple have intensified their respective battle plans, but who will win the smartphone wars this year?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So, a big year in the smartphone wars, and while owners of Apple and Android phones rarely switch brands, this year offers a rare chance for these two smartphone giants to win or lose fans. Let's get a little bit more from the Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle, who is patching in from our San Francisco bureau. Hey, Trip.
Hey, how are you, Tanya?
Good, thanks. So, I'd love to just examine the playing field right now. It seems like innovation in general has stalled, or at least slowed down. You know, people don't run to upgrade. And that seems to be a big hook here that levels the playing field and maybe clears a path for a viable competitor to take the lead. What do you think about that?
You have two dynamics going on, and you hit on the first, which is innovation has slowed down. We really have seen a plateau in terms of what you're getting in new camera features and the thinness and the sophistication of various smartphones out there. And if you look at it, I mean, you can't even really tell the difference when some phones are flipped over between an iPhone and a phone from Huawei and a phone from somebody else who's generally making almost a replica of what's out there.
Right.
And so you have that on one end of the spectrum. And then on the other end, you also have just general market saturation that's taken place. I mean, almost everybody who was with, say, BlackBerry or with what these so-called feature phones has already gone ahead and upgraded to a smartphone. So you're not seeing the growth in the smartphone market, the double-digit growth that we saw for years. That's really petered out. Now we're at like a single-digit growth. Mm-hmm. And in the big markets, in the key markets, Europe, the U.S., China, you actually saw a 2% decline last year. And that's really what's creating a challenge for smartphone makers.
Not to mention, and maybe also at play, is the fact that Samsung and Apple have taken hits. They've both needed a comeback of sorts. The Samsung recall was probably way more devastating, but hits can certainly springboard a big push for a comeback, and perhaps that's at play as well as a driving factor.
It certainly heightens the pressure when you have issues like that, right? When you have a recall that costs you $5 billion and affects a number of customers and really damages your reputation, there is an intensified pressure, or the pressure does build, rather, to make sure that the next phone that you deliver is more sophisticated, safer, and helps keep customers within your fold who maybe had, some doubts begin to arise after they watched some of the fires that took place.
Another big issue at play here, as it always is loyalty. And, we're a decade into the smartphone era. It has been a good 10 years since smartphones have made their way onto the scene. That's a long time, and that builds loyalty. And anecdotally, people are very, militant about their phones. But is there data to back that up? And how have consumers settled on their devices?
Yeah, the data to back that up, the way to think about it almost is to think about smartphone loyalty in the same way you think about loyalty to a political party. So if you're a Republican or a Democrat, you go in that polling booth, and that's what you vote for time and time again.
Right.
And it's very similar. When you need to upgrade your phone and you're an iPhone user or you're a Samsung user, there is a very, very high probability, in the case of iPhone, 92%. In the case of Samsung, it's 67%.
Okay.
That you're going to buy another one of those devices.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle about the latest smartphone wars, particularly involving Samsung and Apple. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thanks for joining us. So let's talk about where things are at right now. It's April 2017. The war will be ongoing and there will be many battles. It looks like Samsung just made a big splash with the Galaxy S8. It looks different. Some pretty strong reviews. But 6 months ahead, we have Apple's 10th anniversary iPhone. Right here, right now, I say Samsung might have the edge, and it would be Apple's game to lose 6 months from now.
Right. No, I think there are going to be a lot of iPhone consumers out there who are going to see these Samsung phones and note that they look different and that they offer some enhancements that previous Samsung models haven't, such as an artificial intelligence or voice assistant system, Bixby, which is a rival to Siri, and they'll have to ask the question for the first time, maybe, you know, should I look at switching, or should I wait? And we won't know just how many people make a switch until we get to later in the year, and until we've really seen what Apple comes to the market with when they do introduce this special anniversary iPhone.
Trip, thank you as always for the time.
Thank you so much.
You can check out more of reporter Trip Mickle's coverage of Apple. He always has the latest at WSJ.com. That ends this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.